Please remain standing for the reading of Scripture. It comes from the book of Matthew today, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God. Amen. You may be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are the source of hope, peace, joy, and love. Lord God, be with us, Lord God, at this time of speaking, this time of hearing, this time of prayerful seeking, most holy God. Move in me and all of us that have gathered here this day, that your saving word may be experienced, your name glorified in us and through us, today and every day. And in your Son's name, Father, amen. Gosh, it's hard to believe that, you know, today's January the 11th. We're 11 days into a new year. You know, Christmas, you know, to me, kind of came in with a bang. And the new year, you know, it just kind of snuck in there, you know, on Christmas coattails. You know, to, you know, the new year to me, you know, wasn't anything. I mean, you know, was it to y'all? I mean, did the new year come in with a bang? You know, fireworks? You know, anybody? You know, you did? You know, it's to me, you know, it just kind of snuck in there, you know, and just wham, you know, hit you, you know, and it brought this song to mind, you know, and out of the same song comes to mind a lot of times, you know, a new year, okay? You know, from y'all, a clip from the book of Ecclesiastes, this is the song from the band The Birds. Everybody know them? You know, turn, turn, turn. There's a time for everything. A season from every activity, a time to born, a time to die, time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search, a time to give up, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be silent, a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. You know, that was from the Ecclesiastes. Now, the song, it has some of the exact words, you know, that going into this new year, you know, all of those times, you know, we will experience all of those times. You know, thinking about last year, you know, did you experience all of those things? You know, what changes did you go through, you know, last year? What kind of life changes? Are you determined to make any life changes going into this new year? Has anybody set resolutions, things you're going to do? Huh? You have? You know, I've talked to people, you know, is anybody going to undertake again trying to read through the Bible in a year? Yeah. You follow a certain program, Alexa? Anybody else going to read through the Bible in a year? Have you done it before? Huh? Yeah. You know, I know people, it starts, you know, but then they give up. You know, it's not to give up. You know, it's to stay the course. You know, changes happen. Changes are inevitable. You can't stop them. You know, just like you can't stop the seasons. You know, but one person wrote this. We can decide whether our posture will be one of acceptance or resistance. We can decide to fight to the death against the ever-changing rhythms of life, or we can dance to them. You know, and I've said this before, everybody, all of us, every human being, there's a rhythm to your life. Either you decide that what that rhythm is, or you let the world decide what that rhythm is. Now, if you let the world decide, heaven help you, you're going to need help. You know, but, it, you know, is it in your nature, you know, when life changes come, you know, it's like that person said, do you fight to the death in resistance, or do you dance to them? You know, now you can dance, you know, the thing is, you can dance to them, but you can fight at the same time. You know, and that's to learn how to do both, you know, to accept them, the life changes, and dance to them, but at the same time, to resist the world out there, to fight the world off, and to dance to the life changes, you know, to the rhythm of God. We're talking about Jesus' baptism today. And baptism is and should be the beginning of a new season, the beginning of a new day, you know, a new year. You know, I heard one person a long time ago saying, it's like stepping through a door, crossing the threshold into a new day, you know, a new adventure, a big adventure. You know, and as I read that scripture today, one thing you notice right away, a lot of time has passed, okay? It was just, you know, 16, 17 days ago, Jesus was in a manger. You know, here we're celebrating Christmas. You know, Jesus just born. You know, the wise men come thinking maybe he's 2 years old. And now here he is walking down into the river to be baptized. He's 30 years old. Think of all the changes that Jesus has gone through in all of that time. And we know nothing about any of them. Luke gives us one hint, you know, and y'all know about this. Think maybe he's 12 years old. He gets separated from mom and dad. You know, they go looking for him. After 3 days, they find him. And where is he? He's in the church, in the synagogue. And what does he say? Why are you looking for me? Don't you know I must be about my father's business? You know, so, you know, from then, okay, 12 years old to 30, you know, a lot of things has gone on, you know, but we know nothing about. But here we are. Jesus is about 30 years old, and he decides, okay, the time is right. I need to be baptized. Being baptized is a big thing. You know, especially in public, you know, and baptism is meant not to be a private thing. It's meant to be public, you know, in front of people. You know, to publicly declare what? That you are, you know, you're aligning yourself with who? Jesus Christ, with God. You know, baptism as an adult is a big thing, but a man, you know, for a man to say, I humbly submit to you, Jesus Christ. Or for a woman to say, I humbly submit as an adult, you know, it's a big thing. You know, but for what? I have no idea other than what Jesus said to John. Let us do this, what? To fulfill all righteousness. The time has come. You know, in Matthew, you know, Matthew telling the Christmas story, John the Baptist always comes first. You know, there's Jesus in the Jordan baptizing. Why? Prepare the way. You know, Elizabeth gets pregnant first with John, you know, John the Baptist. Mary comes to see, you know, she's pregnant with Jesus. She goes to see Elizabeth, and John the Baptist, the first one to acknowledge Jesus, you know, leaps in, you know, Elizabeth's womb, you know, when you know, Mary comes carrying Jesus. So here, Matthew's telling us again that John is in the river, you know, giving us a signal. People get ready. Something is about to happen. That John is calling out to everybody up there in the back. You're on the bank, and John's in the water saying, hey, come. Come on down into the water. The water's good. Repent. Repent and what? Be baptized. What is repentance? Change your direction. Change your thoughts. Change your mind. Change your heart. You go in one direction, go in the other direction. And what does John, you know, Jesus comes to John, I baptize you with water, but the one that comes after me is more powerful than I'm not even worthy. I'm not even worthy to bow down his feet and touch his sandals. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Holy Spirit, God's going to put his mark on you. You've all been marked. Every one of you, God has put his... Anybody not baptized? If you haven't, come tell me. You know, we'll do something about it. Yeah, but God has put his seal on you. You know, put a fire. Some of us, you know, the fire needs to be reignited. You know, light us up again. You know, baptized with spirit and with fire. You know, and John telling people, the one that comes after me, John's preparing the way for him. He's the one that's going to turn the world upside down. And Jesus came from the Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized. And this is where it says, Matthew says, but John tried to stop him. I need to be baptized by you, but here you are coming to me. You're the one with the spirit and the fire, you know. You came before me, you know. You need to be baptized by me. And Jesus said, hey, wait a minute, cuz, you know, they're cousins. Nah, cuz, you know, let's get this straight. We have to do this, and, I'm Emmanuel, God with you. You know, I need to be baptized, you know, saying, John, why is he doing this? Jesus, God's Son, the Holy One, the one without sin, never sinned, the one that, you know, does not need any kind of forgiveness, does not need to repent of anything, but yet he's coming to be baptized. You know, saying, John, I'm Emmanuel. God with you. God with all those up there on the bank, John. I need to do this to know what you know. I need to do this to experience what you experience. I need to do this to all those up there on the bank. I need to do this so I can feel what they feel. Jesus does this to know what you felt when you were baptized. What did you feel? Do you anybody remember? You know, raise your hand, do you remember your baptism? Huh? Where were you baptized at, Miss Angie?
In Houston.
In Houston? Oh, we'll pray for you. Who was it this morning? Oh, Miss Ramona. Gosh, I don't remember where she told me. Some old church, she says she don't even think it's there anymore. Okay, next question. How many people had a good baptism and were dunked? Two? Three? Now, the rest of you, we'll do something, we'll help you out later. John, Jesus coming and doing this so he can identify with you, with everybody. And why? So that he can be like us, so that one day what? We can be like him. That through Jesus' baptism, he is declaring he is with you so that you know he will never leave you nor forsake you, humbling himself to John, the one that is lesser than him. And when we're baptized, what are we doing? Humbling ourselves to Jesus Christ, the one that is greater than us, to humble ourselves to him. And when we do that, a new day is born, a new creation is made. You know, just like we said last week, we went to that service last week, I am not my own. I am yours and yours alone. Make me into what you will. Rank me with those you will. Put me to use for you. Put me to suffering for you. Let me be employed for you. Let me be laid aside for you. Let me be lifted high for you. Let me be brought low. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things, or let me have nothing. With a willing heart, I freely give to your pleasure and disposal, Jesus, all of me. Jesus Christ has done that, the exact thing for each and every one of you, for the world. And it started that day with his baptism. He humbled himself to his cousin. He humbled himself to you. Jesus Christ did it for you, humbling himself to go down into the water, to set aside everything. The book of Romans. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Now, and I know here's Methodist. You know, hey, I'm Methodist. You know, we recognize the sprinkling, you know, as baptism. You know, just like that old joke, Baptist preacher, you know, Methodist preacher talking. You know, a Methodist preacher asked a Baptist preacher, you know, said, okay, you're saying that you're not completely baptized until the water's on top of the head. And the Baptist preacher said, yeah. And the Methodist preacher said, hey, we got that covered. We put water up there. But when you're baptized and you're dunked completely under the water, in the water, you're in the cave, that stone has been rolled across the opening. You're dead. And then what happens? That stone is rolled away. You're lifted up out of the water. You come, you rise from the dead. A new creature. You walk out just as Lazarus walked out. A new being. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying if you were sprinkled, you're not baptized. If you were sprinkled, you're still baptized, okay? I'm not saying that, okay? But if you want to be dunked, we can do something about that too. We're not today. Maybe during the summer we'll have a dunk day. But yeah, but to realize that, people, you know, this day and every day that you are a baptized believer, a new creature, a new creation has been born. You're walking into this new year as that new creature. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. That Jesus did that day in the Jordan. And again, for you, for me, for the world. For everybody to see. And Jesus is saying, come on, follow me. The water's good. It may be cold today, but the water is fine. And as soon as he was baptized, he came up out of the water. Heavens opened, a dove let light on him, and a voice saying, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Pleasing the Father. And Paul tells us in Philippians, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, one in spirit, one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. In humility, value others above yourself, to humble yourself, not looking to your own interest, but to each of you, to the interest of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. He made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Have the same mind as Christ, to empty yourselves. You know, and it's not something, it's a one-time done deal. Yeah, baptism is once for all. You know, God put a seal on you. But every day, to remember your baptism. You know, when you're taking a bath, take a shower, the water running over you, washing away the old, the new, being born again, holding your hands up to God. Here I am, God, use me. Today and every day, having the mindset of Christ. That's your marching orders going into this new year. To have the mindset of Christ. And it starts in following Jesus into the waters of baptism. And Jesus saying, come on in. The water's good. Amen. Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, we just give you thanks for this day. Lord God, be with us at this day and every day. Lord God, we remember our baptism and the seal you have sealed us with, your blood, Lord God. We've been washed clean, Lord God, been new creatures in the waters of baptism and by the blood of the cross. Lord God, we are washed clean. Be with us, my soul, Lord God. We remember what we have done, what you have done, Lord God, for each of us, for the world. And we will live into the people, Lord God, that you intend for us to be. In your Son's holy and life-giving name, amen.